To CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time.
Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today. I'm Ashley Kissman. Lots of great music today for you on the program, as well as an interview with Niska Napoleon. She'll be here shortly joining me in studio. We'll be talking to her about her upcoming solo EP called White Flower. But until we get to that, lots of stuff actually happened this week. As most of you know, Whitney Houston has passed, which is really sad. So we'll be doing a little tribute to her later in the show. And as well as maybe talking a bit about the Grammys. I know a lot of the music that is featured on the Grammys is usually more popular music, not necessarily the music that we showcase here at CITR. But I think there are some honorable mentions that we have to talk about. Adele came away with 6 Grammys, which is absolutely amazing because, you know, she was one of those artists that definitely was able to be accepted not only by popular music, but also by indie musicians and campus community radio. And it's amazing when you have an artist that can really appeal to all different parts of the radio listening population. But first, I want to introduce to you a newer artist. And she actually contacted me via email and sent her CD to me. Her name is Lauriane Lettremule, and I'm probably butchering that, and she'll probably call me up and tell me how to say it right. But she's a Vancouver-born visual artist and singer-songwriter. She has a new CD out called Deep Water. The album is very emotional, centering on themes surrounding love. Perfect for today being Valentine's Day, of course. The unique thing about this album is that the album art is actually by her, by Lauriane herself. The album illustration is Lauriane's painting that's also titled Deep Water, and I'm looking at it right now and it's absolutely breathtaking, absolutely beautiful. Lots of West Coast themes and colors into it. And the album illustration is kind of done through charcoal and pastel textures. She started out with acrylics, but today she kind of prefers charcoal and pastel drawings. Her works of art are very sensual, like her music, and have been featured in Vancouver, Portland, and Seattle. Good news is you can now find her album, Deep Water, at Zulu Records on 4th Avenue, and you can visit her website. For more information, go to lettremule.com, and I'm just going to spell it, make sure you get it right, L-A-T-R-E. M-O-U-I-L-L-E. Without further ado, this is her track, Deep Water.
When I look into thank you.
got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Friday, February 3rd, catch the East Van All-Stars Variety Show. East Vancouver's talent has come together for one night only to support the Rio Theater to survive through the recent closures due to a ban on movies at the neighborhood theater. Doors will be at 8 with the show at 9 p.m. This event is 19+, and cover will be by donation. Live concerts happening this month at the Rio include Patrick Malia presenting the Legion of Stand-Up Comedians on Saturday, February 4th, the Tongue-in-Cheek Spoken Word and Burlesque Show on Friday, February 10th, Charlie Tuna on the 18th, and Sed the Whale on the 25th. To view the full schedule of live events this month at the Rio Theater, visit riotheater.ca/schedule. For more information on how to join the community's fight back against the banning of movies at the Rio Theater, go to facebook.com/supporttherio.
Born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Faith Nolan is an award-winning singer-songwriter, film producer, and ardent advocate for social justice. Her music and politics are one and the same, both firmly entrenched in her experiences as a queer woman of African, Mi'kmaq, and Irish heritage, raised in the working-class neighborhood of Regent Park, Toronto. Over the course of her career as a musician, she has recorded 14 albums, the most recent of which, Hang On Cupe, was released in 2009. For more information about the Queering Black History 2011 recipient, Faith Nolan, go to her website at www.faithnolan.org. And now, a selection from Faith's music, a track titled, Where Can I Run?
Where can I run? Where can I hide? You stole my body, now you're torturing my mind. You come in the night, when my eyes close, scream and run for my life, you're the nightmare in my.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR. I'm Ashley Kissman. Before that was Adele with the one and only off her album 21. Now, if you were at all watching the Grammys or perhaps reading any of the news clips of the following day, you knew that Adele won 6 Grammys. And not only that, but she gave a stunning performance of her big hit, Rolling in the Deep, which was not only amazing because, of course, she's an amazing singer with an amazing talent. And I've been a fan of hers from day one, and I've played her a lot on the show. But also, she actually just had throat surgery, and a very risky throat surgery. And she's obviously healed. She's doing very well. And she was able to perform on stage for us at the Grammys. So that was quite wonderful. Another rather sad point in the Grammys, too, was that the music said goodbye to one of the greatest voices, greatest divas of all time, Whitney Houston. Very sad that she died, that she passed away. But if you caught Jennifer Hudson's moving rendition of I Will Always Love You, it was really quite moving, quite hypnotizing, because in a sense, if you closed your eyes, you could hear Whitney's voice. Jennifer Hudson did a very good job of mimicking Whitney's very classic trademark style. And it's amazing that artists like Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce and other artists have really looked up to Whitney and have used her as a huge role model in how they bring their music. Whitney was just amazing in the 80s when she really became a star, melding this gospel style of music that was really rooted in the African-American church sects of America and bringing it into mainstream popular music. And she fused it in such a way that was really powerful, and no one could deny the way that she could take one note or one syllable that traditionally you sang with one note and kind of went up and down the octave scale with it. And she was truly amazing for that. From the release of her first album in 1985, Whitney Houston definitely was a superstar. She turned gospel and soul into pop music gold, and she was actually the first artist, I didn't know this, to chart 7 consecutive number one hits, selling more than 170 million albums, singles, and videos worldwide. She won hundreds of Grammys, including 6 Grammys, and then also turned to acting. The Bodyguard, of course, was a very famous film with Kevin Costner. Also the best-selling soundtrack to this day, I believe. Her second album, Whitney, in 1987, became the first album by a woman to enter the Billboard charts at number one, and it included four number one singles. So she paved the way in so many ways, not only for people who were fans of gospel music and bringing that gospel music with a pop sound to the forefront, but then also being the first woman to accomplish such an amazing feat. She shifted her pop slightly towards R&B on her third album, I'm Your Baby Tonight, in 1990, which had two more number one singles. It's sad that Whitney was such a character in the media that definitely, I think, more recently can be remembered in life of having very negative events happen in her life. You know, she was addicted to drugs. She had issues at home. There was obviously domestic violence between her and her ex-husband, Bobby Brown, or maybe they were married by the time of her death. I can't really remember. But what is nice to see is that a lot of people are remembering her now for the positive aspects of her musical life and what she gave to the music industry and to the artists who are up and coming and very popular today in the similar kind of style and sound. So with that, I have to say, we're going to play some Whitney. You saw it coming. This is a show that celebrates women in media and music, and today we're going to celebrate Whitney for a little bit. This is a track that I grew up on Whitney and Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson in my household. I'm totally dating myself right now, but I had young parents, and that's what we did. We totally partied to the sounds of, the pop R&B kind of dance sounds of the 80s. And I remember as a little girl just dancing in my living room in my PJs to this song. You'll know it as soon as you hear it. I gotta play it. This is I Wanna Dance With Somebody right here on CITR.
Yeah. I want to dance WCCMC, West Coast College.
Their new 20-month program is set to launch in May. So not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com. February 20th at the Media Club, catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Flying in all the way from England, this indie pop band is on tour to support their self-titled debut release. For more information, search for Timber Productions Concerts on Facebook. Veronica Falls with guest Bleached is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Catherine Tatto off the album Under Your Hood with her song Slow Train. And she'll actually be on my program next week, hopefully, and I'll get to interview her. And so that'll be really good. But good news is, kids, we've got a great interview in studio today. I have Niska Napoleon in studio. And before we get to chat with her, we're going to give you a bit of information about her. Now, Niska has recently moved to Vancouver from Victoria to embark on a solo career, but that doesn't mean she's new to the world or music or radio or the spotlight at all. She's grown up around music. Her dad is musician Art Napoleon. By age 12, she had picked up a guitar and had written and composed her own original music. So yeah, she's a bit ahead of us. Let's just put it that way. If you don't recognize the name Niska or even Art Napoleon, you may recognize the band Rocky Mountain Rebel Music, a ska band that Niska was the front woman for quite a while on the island. Also known as RMRM, they gained a lot of attention and a lot of success, winning Victoria Radio Station 91.3 The Zone's Band of the Month and Monday Magazine's Band of the Year. So, not new to the spotlight at all, I'm happy to welcome her into the studio. Niska, welcome to CITR.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. It's my first time.
First time at CITR.
Yes.
Great. So when did you actually get to Vancouver?
I came in like mid-October.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So really new.
Yeah, it feels like just yesterday, though. Like, I haven't stepped outside of my area, so yeah. Every time I leave, it's like, a whole new world. Like, you know? It's
just, tell me what made you decide to embark on a solo career, because you've been doing music, and you've been touring with other groups and kind of collaborating with other mm-hmm. groups for a really long time. Mm-hmm. What made you finally decide to be like, okay, this is it. This is my time.
Well, I've always dreamed of myself as a solo musician. Like, idol was Sheryl Crow when I was like 8 years old, and that's exactly what I wanted since I was 8 years old. Like, I always envisioned myself being a solo musician, and just like I guess getting work as an artist is just really hard, so I ended up just picking up gigs wherever I could and putting the name out there that I was looking for work, and that's how I kind of ended up doing like backup vocals and in different bands and part of different projects, just to, you know, like get my name out there and work as a musician. And so this project, well, coming out as the White Flower EP has been like an entire lifetime in the making for me, so I couldn't be more excited about it. Like, I feel like it's kind of like my coming out party, so to speak. So I'm really looking forward to just finally being able to share my own songs and my own music. That's probably the most important thing to me. So
excellent.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
So tell me a bit about how you grew up. You know, your dad was a musician. Since you were kind of in your teens, you've toured with other hip-hop groups and other groups. What was it like growing up in that environment?
It was just a lot of fun. I remember when I was in grade one, I went to see my dad perform at the Folk Fest in Edmonton. And I remember just like the experience just growing up around music festivals was such an awesome experience. Even now, I love performing at music festivals and just being a part of it. The atmosphere, the people are so awesome. You get such a diverse collective and like food as well, and it's just like it's just such an awesome time. And I remember people coming up to him and just being like, you know, like just really good criticisms, and I just really wanted to be a part of it. So it was just something I kind of dreamed of becoming a part of, and it was really awesome. Like,
well, I haven't read any criticisms online. In fact, most of the testimonies from people online have been praising your music. What is it like to get that kind of strong feedback?
The positive feedback?
The positive feedback. I haven't heard any negative feedback.
It's amazing. Like, even, I just found out that, I was nominated for the Female Vocalist of the Year from the, Vancouver Island Music Awards, and it was probably just, like, the biggest surprise ever, because I didn't know that I, you know, was even a contender to whatever, and I found out that I was nominated by the jury, which is really awesome. So stuff like that is just, it's kind of like, it's amazing to me. I'm just like, I'm super happy and excited about it, and just honored to just be nominated. So I think that's really cool.
So tell me about what inspires you. What kind of musicians do you look up to? I know when you came in, we were jamming to Whitney Houston, which of course we were playing I Want to Dance with Somebody, and both of us were reminiscing about how we both loved that song back in the day. What other artists maybe perhaps inspire you to write the music that you do or to sound the way you do?
I really, really, really look up to singer-songwriters, people who make their own music and write their own lyrics, and I just like, yeah, the kind of people who I know, like, I really feel when I listen to their music. That's basically what I aspire to do, or, you know, like, that's what inspires me to make music. When I hear the soul in their voice, when I can relate to the lyrics that they're writing, when I just, you know, want to get up and dance or, like, cry or whatever, like, anything that just seems really real and can you can relate to something with, something that resonates, is always inspiring. Someone who rocks at what they do also, like, not afraid to be themselves. That's my hero right there.
Do you have a contemporary example or even an example of the past of a specific artist or band?
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lauryn Hill, Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill, Sheryl. Even, like, Jewel. I used to listen to the Cranberries. I used to listen to the Rinkin family. Like, they're such a wide... And my dad, just growing up, because he always brought me back CDs from just independent artists that he had, like, been on festival circuit with. So just to be even, like, you know, indie little rock bands or folk bands, always been a fan, you know, so... They're all.
I ask because it's interesting that you say Sheryl Crow, who definitely is a singer-songwriter in the more traditional sense of like acoustic guitar, very more folksy, maybe roots, country-oriented. And then you have someone like Lauryn Hill, who is poetic and in her own way, but has a more soulful, maybe call it urban sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like your music because it fuses both. It's very soulful, and at the same time, with your track again, with the acoustic guitar, you really get a really, like home down feeling to it. But it's great. Tell us about the song again. What is that song about to you?
Oh my gosh. I went on a songwriting break in Moberly Lake, which is basically, it's kind of the middle of nowhere. There's no cell reception. And I think they're just getting like high-speed internet there. But at the time when I went, I lived in a big, huge log house with my cousin. And so it was very isolated. And it was kind of like, I pushed myself to be out there just to, like, you know, go through some stuff and focus on songwriting. And it was the dead of winter. And I never really went home. I think it was like 7 years since I was home. And I was kind of looking out the window, and it's Moberly Lake, so every day I got to look at the gorgeous snow-covered lake and the mountains behind it, and I felt the sun come up, and it was like a moment where I literally felt my like uncle and my grandma who had passed away there with me in Moberly, because that's where I remember them, and I literally felt their presence, like, being like, we're here with you. And the song again kind of just wrote itself. You can take it for what it is, but I still continually find new meaning in the song. So it's it kind of just came naturally, and it's something basically just, you know, leading your own way and listening to your own voice kind of thing. And I guess it was a moment where I knew that I was never alone, and that's really what the song is about.
Wow, that's powerful, especially you haven't been home in 7 years at that point.
Yeah, it was a really long time, so it really meant a lot to me. It was kind of an amazing experience, but the song kind of turned out, it turned out really well, apparently, because my dad decided to produce it for me. So, I'm happy with the results, but I'm really excited to produce my own songs on this upcoming EP, so I think it'll be more of a Niska sound that I think, again, kind of turned into an Art Napoleon style song.
Oh, and, interesting.
So I'm excited to lay down my my own style on this upcoming EP.
Okay, great. Well, here it is for our listeners. This is, again, by Niska Napoleon.
Sweet arms around me and healed my aching pain.
And that was Niska Napoleon with her song Again off an upcoming EP of hers called White Flower, her first solo EP. And if you're just tuning in at CITR 101.9 FM, I'm Ashley Kissman, and we've got Niska Napoleon in studio with us. Now, that track, Again, as we were talking, you know, while it was playing, that track did not turn out the way you and I mean, it's a beautiful track, but it didn't turn out originally as you'd planned it. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, actually, my dad produced the track, and it's kind of my fault in a sense, because when I went into the studio to record it, I hadn't jammed it with a full band yet, so I hadn't developed the sound exactly how I wanted. And when we went in, it was kind of just like every musician, all the standard musicians, bass, guitar, drums, just came in and laid down what they needed for that track, and it wasn't, I didn't really have so much a part of developing the sound for it, and I didn't really have a lot of say as far as, you know, like, I couldn't play guitar myself or any of that kind of thing, because, you know, my dad's a perfectionist, and I'm clearly not a good enough guitar player. But, yeah, my dad produced it, and so it kind of, I think it reflects his sound more, or how he envisioned the song to be.
And he's more of a folk artist, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, he's more in that type of genre. I kind of had in mind the song would be more of a, kind of like a reggae vibe to it. It definitely had like an upbeat upstroke to it, and it sounds a little more folky now, but we'll see what happens there. We might have to switch it up a little bit.
might have to do a bonus track or something.
Yes, I'm considering re-recording again, just like, even if I just do like a simple acoustic version. I know a lot of the fans that I've made are they're all fans of my acoustic music rather than the full band sound. So even if it's just for them, I might make it a bonus track on the EP.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? And so it sounds like your dad and you have been working together quite a bit. What have you learned from him? Has it been a positive relationship, or has it
it's
been
funny? Well, actually, this year is the first time we're really fully collaborating on a real project. We're coming up with a family album. It's going to be called The Napoleon Collective.
Nice.
And it's basically, yeah, it's bringing our family together to put together this project and work on music together and hammer some stuff out. And it's kind of exciting, actually, to be able to, we're just all so different, and that's why I think the Napoleon Collective works, because my dad's an artist in his own genre, my sister's an artist in her own genre, and we're all in different areas of music.
What does your sister do?
My sister is more of like the dance club, that style.
Totally.
Very like backup dancers and, you know, that kind of thing, dance music, stuff that you couldn't play on the air. So yeah, and I'm over here and over there. But it's been a good experience. I mean, it's definitely, me and my dad, I think we're the type of people who just butt heads all the time. And as a girl, I kind of, you know, wanted to rebel and go against anything that didn't go my way. And now, yeah, as an adult, I'm kind of learning new ways to communicate with him so that we don't, you know, we can deal with each other better.
Yeah.
But I think we've also got a lot of similarities as well. So I'm just...
That's usually what happens when people collide, is they're usually more similar than they'd like to
admit. Yeah, he always has his opinion, you know. And sometimes I think I used to take it to heart too much growing up. And now that I, you know, now I've gotten other opinions, it's kind of opened my eyes a lot to be more... Okay, Dad, like, you know, that's great. That's your own opinion, and thank you for that. But I don't have to believe it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's almost kind of prevented me from, you know, playing certain songs or this or that. And I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, just you have to do it for yourself and do what you believe and do what you want. So kind of taking that.
I'm sure that relationship has influenced what you write about and what your lyrics write about and what you feel moved to write about. Has your Indigenous roots at all influenced how you write your music, or... what you'd like to get across?
I think more the Aboriginal aspect for me in music has more been to share with other Aboriginal people and kind of to show, you know, like, because I used to live like on a little res in Moberly, like when I was a little kid, and it's kind of nice to be able to go back and show other kids, you know, like, there's an opportunity and there's a world out there that you can explore, and there's so many things that you can do, and it's kind of just good in a way to like be able to do youth workshops and share music and share stories and do that kind of thing, do little tours where you can really work with them, and I really feed off that a lot, and I'm really supported by my own community at home. Like, they're really proud, and I'm really just happy to have their support. But and I was in a traditional group for a while, Escuero, they're called.
Okay.
Sandy Schofield is a tradition. It was a traditional women singing group. I was in that, a part of that for a little while, and it was really cool to just be a part of kind of like the world music scene and be doing like world music festivals with other people, indigenous people from different parts of the world. So I've definitely gotten to experience a lot of really awesome things just being a part of that kind of scene. But
wow, you've dabbled in so many genres. I mean, I think it's all too often that you have a musician, especially a young musician, that maybe only knows or is only confident really exploring one kind of music genre. But here you have, what, ska under your belt, you have folk, you have maybe a bit of pop, maybe a bit of Aboriginal type of music. You know how to play the guitar, you know, you're a great vocalist. Is there another type of genre of music that you just, I mean, what's the final frontier for you? What else do you want to accomplish?
I just want to go with it and wherever it takes me. Like, I would love to experiment with like some blues and like just get down to the nitty gritty. Just, you know, sometimes, just like, in a therapy kind of way, you just want to release everything that's like that you've been holding in. And I think for me, vocally, being able to express myself with that much just like conviction and just be able to release it in such a way that is so powerful, that is just something amazing to me that I would love to be able to do. And I find like in different genres you are able to do that, especially something like R&B or blues, where you kind of have more of that freedom to let go of whatever you've been holding in. And I think that's definitely something I'd like to. And even bluegrass, like, you know, as a kid I used to be so against, I only want to be a rock singer, you know, and I was and you know, I limited myself by saying that and by doing that. And so by opening my eyes, not only in that area but in all areas, it's kind of the opportunities are all around as long as you're willing to see them. So I never want to not see everything that's around me. So I'm just open to whatever makes me feel, whatever feels right, and I'll go with it.
So you've got a song for us that you're going to play today. Tell us a bit about the song you're about to play.
Yeah, I decided to play a love song since it's Valentine's Day, and I have an electric guitar with me here, so I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear it, so I'm going to have to play it with a pick. Normally I don't play it with a pick. I actually wrote this song last year when I was in love, and I figured, you know, like, sometimes you get bitter about things, and you're like, I don't want to do that anymore. It's not how I feel anymore. But at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? This is a love song, and someone else out there may love it, and someone else out there may relate to it, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to share music and to share experiences, and this song is going on the EP, actually, and I wanted to share. This is the first love song I ever actually wrote. Some of my songs, they have to do with love, but none of them are about being in love until this song came along. So this is my first real love song. It's called My Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Take it away.
All right. Let's hear it. Let's see if you can hear my guitar without a pick. I can hear that in the background. Okay, let's see.
I'm producing on the board. You'll be good. Good in my hands.
Girl to always dream, believe in magic and make believe. Don't always say what I mean, but you can tell, read the story underneath. I sometimes like to play pretend,
Imagine all the ways to live and understand all the magic that you bring. Like Aladdin, not expecting anything. You're my Sunday, a yellow sunshine and an eagerness to play in all ways. Eyes are open more than ever before. Oh baby, we found a way to so much, so much more. I never bothered much to leave, but since I met you, words come more easily. So many legends still to find. I wanna meet them with you by my side. You're my Sunday, a yellow sunshine and an eagerness to play in all ways. Eyes are open more than ever before. Oh baby, we found a way to so much, so much more. So thanks for giving me this dream and the ability to work for what I need. Don't wanna waste another day not telling you all the things I wanna say. You're my Sunday, a yellow sunshine and an eagerness to play in all ways. Eyes are open more than ever before. Oh baby, we found a way to so much, so much more. We found a way to so much more. Oh.
That was excellent. That was Niska Napoleon on her electric guitar here in studio at CITR singing Someday. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, obviously a very perfect Valentine's Day song all about love. When can we expect the White Flower EP to be released this year?
The White Flower EP is planned to be released late April, early May.
Okay, great. And it will be on your website. Do you have a website that people can go to?
I'm using reverbnation.com/Niska Napoleon. And my YouTube, I just got a new YouTube. It's Niska Music. And that song that I just played, I did a video for, like just an acoustic video. It should be up hopefully this week. So you can check out that song if you like the song on my YouTube within the week, Niska Music.
Excellent. And yeah, definitely make sure I get to it too. I'll post it on my blog as well as this interview. I'll have on my blog whatpinksoundslike.com as well as all those links, so you can definitely check out Niska Napoleon and all the upcoming stuff that is going to come her way here in Vancouver. I have no doubt you are going to go very far.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being on the show today. Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
I think Chardonnay.
Alone?
With my cousin. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right, guys. Well, hey, to all the listeners out there, whether you are drinking Chardonnay with your girlfriends and bashing all partners and future partners and love in general, or you're doing something really nice with your partner, like going on a fun date, I hope you have an excellent day. Happy birthday to my dad. It's his birthday today, which is funny because our last names are Kissman, and his birthday's on Valentine's Day, so go figure, it was meant to be. I am going to leave you with another classy Whitney Houston song. Because this show is What Pink Sounds Like, celebrating women in media and in music, I think it only fitting to leave you with the track I'm Every Woman. We'll see you next week right here on CITR.